This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Hong Kong, thousands of protesters have pretty much abandoned their demonstration for the night after another confrontation with police. Demonstrators were calling for an end to police violence and a change in what pro-democracy activists say is a lax police attitude toward gangs that brutalized protesters last Sunday when 45 people suffered injuries, some severe. Reporting for VOA, Aaron Hale says after standing back for a few hours today, Hong Kong police moved in late in the day.
The police started using tear gas about 2.5 hours into the protest. The protest was actually not sanctioned by the government, so it was allowed to continue for about 2.5 hours. The reaction from the crowd was pretty typical. Many protesters tried to keep holding their ground. They did come prepared. They were wearing gas masks and goggles. They also, in a similar scene from recent protests, built barricades to try to slow riot police down. However, ultimately, many of them did end up leaving, as there is another protest scheduled for tomorrow.
That was Aaron Hale reporting for VOA. And so once again this weekend, the Chinese Autonomous Territory of Hong Kong is the scene of chaos in the streets. A balcony collapsed overnight inside a South Korean nightclub in the town where the World Swimming Championships are being held, Gwangju. Two South Korean men were reported killed. 16 people were injured, including 8 athletes. They included 3 Americans, 2 from New Zealand, 1 each from the Netherlands, Italy, and Brazil. Disaster officials say 2 earthquakes have shaken the Philippine province of Batanes, killing at least 8 people and injuring 60. Authorities say the 5.4 and 5.9 magnitude tremors struck early today within hours of each other, and there have been several aftershocks. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. As civilian casualties